All right, that does it for Panasonic. We're finishing their transmission now and turning the cable over to Corey McClasklin, who's in with the Forgotten Geek Show. Oh, we can play it that way, yes. While Corey plugs in, turn him back up there. You're listening to the radio, WGXC, Acre, 90.7 FM. Are you ready, Corey?
This is Corey, and it's our pullover pledge drive, last day of it. Just make sure to call 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate. We're trying to get up those sustaining supporters so you hear these things a little bit less, and you can hear more stuff like that. We open with, Island Rock's guitar version of the classic theme from Lucio Fulci's Zombie 2 on this, our second Halloween show of this October month, and we'll be going straight into Geek Speak. Bloody Disgusting exclusively broke the obvious that even before the actual release, the mostly paid off in terms of positive buzz for Halloween 2018 has led to early work on a sequel. Though Danny McBride and David Gordon Green, the envisioners of the true final battle between Laurie Strode and Michael Myers, no relation anymore, will not be back. Though they did consider doing back-to-back sequels and even joked about a simultaneously shot trilogy. BD speculates this could get it on a yearly schedule like Blumhouse's many other franchises. John Carpenter isn't done teasing some further revivals of his classics, though he also took time to disavow the very idea of the Big Trouble in Little China retread. And this time, the classic he's talking about is timely. He told Den of Geek that the Matt Reeves reimagining of They Live Resistance is likely off the table, but he's been discussing a possible follow-up or reimagining of the Reagan-era dystopian satire. In the, well, I like the one with Henry Rollins as a jerky reality show star, but really, no thanks category. Deadline reports Constantine Films is planning a reboot of Inbred Cannibal series Wrong Turn. The Rap reports Doctor Strange director Scott Derrickson's next destination is a haunted house, as he and Underground creator Misha Green are developing a serial adaptation of the Scott Thomas novel Kill Creek for Showtime, which follows four very different horror writers who sign up for a reality show competition in the most haunted house in America. And that number, once again, 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate. Please consider becoming a sustaining pledger, sustaining supporter. And Deadline reports McGee and Fox 21 are turning the successful game Vampyr into a series. The Don't Nod Entertainment release told the creepy story of a 1918 London doctor struggle with maintaining his morality while struggling with vampirism and a deadly virus sweeping the city. Fox 21 also wants to give a legendary literary wizard a second chance at TV success, as they may be developing a new adaptation of the Dresden Files concerning Chicago-based consulting wizard/PI Harry Dresden, which previously ran one season in 2007. NBC Universal are thinking of revisiting the recently concluded Grimverse, as Variety Report Zoo and Iron Fist producer Melissa Glenn will join co-creators David Greenwald and Jim Kolff in developing a spinoff. At New York Comic Con via Horror News Network, Greg Nicotero revealed some details on his and Shudder's upcoming Creepshow series. Stephen King, Joe Hill, and Bubba Hotep writer Joe R. Lansdale will be contributing stories slash adaptations. Stories will veer from comedic to serious, and digital comics adapting each episode will be offered to subscribers with a possible eventual Dead Tree printing. Streaming alert, and maybe a follow-up, not sure if I've ever reported on this to begin with, though, but the sequel to cult classic black horror anthology Tales from the Hood has hit physical release and Netflix, with Keith David taking over the role of Mr. Sims from Clarence Williams III. Hopefully streaming somewhere down the road, if any of them are in their right mind, will be a third Elvira movie. Yes, there was a second. It was good. So was the first. Give it a chance. Anyway, Cassandra Peterson told Bloody Disgusting at Salem Horror Fest she's written a treatment and is shopping it around. Coming pretty soon is Hanukkah, but in this case, I mean the movie. As the Jewish holiday finally gets its own slasher, with director Eben McCare now in post-production on the film featuring Sid Haig and PJ Souls. So, for going to first set, and of course these will be really short sets, to get some more talking pleasure in, but it's 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate, and please consider becoming a sustained supporter, $5-$10 a month, and more would be even better, but whatever you can offer will help and help keep such unusual radio as we do on the air. So, was becoming a yearly tradition, I have to play some version of this song here from the bad for a sequel but great for a great slice of the prime 80s cheese is Stephen W. Parsons and Babel's theme for The Howling 2.
Where it's happening. A wolf in ship's clothing. Where it's happening. Again, and I'll worship at your feet again.
597-7400, 518-697-7400, wgxc.org/donate. Please do. Started off with Stephen W. Parsons and Babel with the Howling 2 splatter mix from the not-so-classic but still quite fun Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf, Creature of Surprise, reunion of Christopher Lee and Reb, 70s Captain America / Blast Hard Cheese Brown. And then after that was Nigh the Vampire by the Moon Trekkers, one of Joe Meek's acts. And remind you once again, it's our pullover pledge drive. Please join us. We're looking for to get up to 250 sustained supporters and to become one or just make a one-off donation, 518-697-7400, or go to wgxc.org/donate, and your contribution will be much appreciated. Now, I usually don't go up with straight-up Twitter rumors, but these were relayed through a trustworthy source. Turns out that Dark Avengers script said to be in Marvel's filing cabinet might at least point towards a future direction of the MCU, even if it itself doesn't get made, apparently. And while he's still to be a major menace to the Wall Quarreler, as per tradition, Norman Green Goblin Osborn will be a larger threat to the Marvel heroes in general, as he was in the late 2000s when he was put in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D. replacing Hammer, and use the Superhero Registration Act to enforce his own agenda / carry out grudges. Don't ask how he was even appointed. One of those sayings that was stupid at the time, but did lead to some good stories. Finally, fixing Fantastic Four will be the initial main focus regarding the Fox properties, but the Eternals movie may be used to begin the Merry Mutants reintro, and the Quantum Realm's increased role may tie into the hopefully triumphant reintroduction of Marvel's first family. Most definitely happening is Black Panther continuing under guidance of Ryan Coogler as the writer-director officially signed for the 2020 sequel. It was a mostly painful seesaw last week for Netflix Marvel fans, as even with Daredevil returning to the heights of its first season, it was announced that despite a major turnaround quality-wise, Iron Fist will glow no more. And then merely a day after that, Netflix swore none of this was a sign of winding down due to Disney taking its toys home to play. It was announced Danny Rand's hetero life mate Luke Cage has also seen his solo adventures end, though this was also reportedly due to more creative differences. And that number, once again, 518-697-7400, 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. Disney's prideful stupidity is DC's boon as speculation became official. The "we're not dead, we're getting better" cinematic universe continues course correction. Through an announcement on DC Daily that James Gunn will take over production of Suicide Squad 2, and yes, Dave Bautista is already petitioning for a role. Perfect candidates for him, in my opinion, would be Bane, Solomon Grundy, or Parasite. And perhaps Mr. Gunn will offer Nick Cage his "let me do something" consolation role. The National Treasure said he wants to play Lex Luthor, who, it should be noted, often gets involved in the affairs of certain squads in their wall of a taskmaster. But while Suicide Squad starts to get back on its feet, The Flash stumbles again. Variety reporting production start has been pushed back to late next year, starting to become their equivalent to Fox's Gambit movie. Another source I usually don't go to is celebrity tabloid gossip, but via Newsarama comes the Hollywood Life tidbit about Affleck's post-rehab career plans, claiming he has been inspired by early buzz about Joaquin Phoenix's Joker to begin petitioning for a chance to play a Dark Knight in a project more like that. And I say, yeah, give it to him. I suggest adapting Grant Morrison's Arkham Asylum, A Serious House on Serious Earth. And speaking of serious, we're serious about this pledge drive. 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. Currently broadcasting out of Hilo. You might be hearing a little background noise, but yeah, we're looking for more sustained supporters so we can maybe do this a bit less. And that number, once again, before going to the next set, 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. Now here is Bill Buchanan with "The Night Before Halloween."
It was the night before Halloween, and all through my house not a monster was stirring, not even a mouse. Igor was snuggled all safe in his bed. He lay there so still, you'd think he was dead. The bats were all hung around the chimney with care, hanging there planning which people to scare. And wrapped in his coffin, and I, my lad, creating a monster still warm on his slab. When all of a sudden I heard such a clatter, I ran from my lab to see what was the matter. I ran to the chamber, quick as a flash. There were my monsters doing the match. I broke up the party and put them away, and told them to rest, for tomorrow's their day. When all of a sudden the clock struck 13, and Frankenstein yelled, "It's Halloween!" Up, Igor, Dracula, out of your bed. Let's go downtown and wake up the dead. And as the whole gang started off in the night, I heard them all singing, "Happy Halloween to all, and to all a good fright."
Who was watching?
Oh Lord,
stranger,
somebody's after me.
Stranger,
somebody's watching me, and I have no privacy. Oh. shower. I'm afraid to wash my hair, 'cause I might open my eyes and see someone standing there. People call me crazy, just a little touch. Or maybe showers remind me of cycle too much. That's why I always feel like somebody's watching me. Well, is the mailman watching it? I don't know anymore. Oh, what a mess. I wonder who's watching me now.
Who?
The IRS?
Who's watching me? Who's watching me? I always feel
heard Morris Day covering Rockwell, Somebody's Watching Me, and that we're back into our pledge drive, specifically the pullover pledge drive, last day of it, trying to get up to 250 sustained supporters. Please donate by calling 518-697-7400 or go to wgxc.org/donate now. And last bit of geek speak, as perhaps a bit of a justification for their reported heavy hand in keeping content family friendly, Apple streaming service for launch next year is being said by CNBC to be free to owners of their products and apps, and will include subscriptions for existing TV legacy channels. But that might not include HBO for long, and not just at Apple, as Warner Brothers announced they are developing their own streaming service for that nice big chunk of media real estate they own, and it will be anchored by the venerable institution that is only a year or two older than I am. Some quick droplets of wildfire from HBO's soon-to-wrap cornerstone series, Game of Thrones. Ian Glenn told the Express the scripts are practically all feature-length, but whether that translates to what was filmed remains to be seen. Meanwhile, VFX supervisor Joe Bauer promised the Huffington Post Jon Snow's faithful friend, not named Sam, Ghost, the dire wolf, will actually make a big appearance next season, because not the armchair quarterback, but they couldn't have at least showed him running around in the background of a Winterfell establishing shot last season. Transitioning away from deconstructionist fantasy and streaming product, those tabloids I don't cite are suggesting that after Daniel Craig's exit as Bond, the new 007 could be jokingly introduced with "My name is Stark, Rob Stark." The Sun claims that off the success of his new miniseries of Bodyguard, Richard Madden is a favorite of the Broccolis. Just don't go to any weddings. Back to fantasy and streaming. Deadline broke that Amazon has given a season order for Sony and Rafe Jukin's adaptation of Robert Jordan's classic Wheel of Time saga. It was Amazon who did that, because meanwhile Netflix has acquired a wardrobe of their own in their fantasy rummaging, signing a multi-year deal to produce a new adaptation of C.S. Lewis's Narnia Chronicles, making for the third live-action adaptation, and returning to the serialized roots, but with a greater budget than the 1980s BBC, and probably even the movies. And boldly going over to CBS All Access Star Trek expansion, Producers Alex Kurtzman and Heather Gadeen clarified at New York Comic Con that Patrick Stewart's return as Picard is being planned as an ongoing series, not a mini. They also said they will aim to not have any programming overlap. Now, taking us into the next half of the show, here is Synth Sound covering the theme from Phantasm. Thank you. WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Cassiel, Hudson. You just heard Synth Sound, started that set with their cover of Phantasm Theme, and then Nocturne from my old stomping grounds, a church in Dallas, golf club, with Underworld. And it's our pullover pledge drive. Trying to get up those sustained supporter numbers. Please consider becoming one. Little as $5-$10 a month. More if you can. 518-697-7400. Go to WGXC.org/donate. Also take one off support our usual one off pledges. Try to keep these from popping up as much and just keep on playing our music and doing our talks. So, speaking of which, next set starts with John Cameron's title theme from the cult biker horror movie Psychomania.
Thank you.
started with John Cameron's title theme from 70s biker, or was it late 60s biker movie, Psychomania, and then Marilyn Manson with Apple of Sodom off the Lost Highway soundtrack. And before I get back to our next set and pledge, and I just want to thank Tom for pointing out today is Weird Al's birthday. He just turned 59. And went and saw him last year in Albany. Well, no, actually, it's Poughkeepsie for his latest tour. Actually, I was in Albany last night watching Rocky Horror Picture Show live for the first time. And speaking of keeping things live, keep us alive for our pullover pledge drive as we seek to get more sustaining supporters. You can call 518-697-7400. Go to WGXC.org/donate and either become a sustained supporter or do your one-off pledge. And next set, usually back when I was doing Rock and Roll Martian around Halloween, I would always play some short creepypastas. And I'll be moving that tradition over. I've decided to move that tradition over here. I don't know what creepypasta is. Just watch Channel Zero or think Slender Man, but it's more than that. So we'll be starting off with a very short one, Nice Pasta, reading Your Brain Stores Images for Dreams, which will lead directly into The Church's It Could Be Anyone.
Did you know that you can actually never forget a face? Every single face you've seen during your life gets stored into your memories and gets used up later. For example, in dreams, your brain can't just make up a face. Every single face you've seen in your dream, you've seen somewhere else once in your life. And those strange nightmares you've had, of those terrible demon-like creatures, you've seen them around too. You just can't remember. You don't want to remember.
Daughters appears in the vacuum, the void that's
churches. It could be anyone leading in with nice pastas, reading of your brain stores images for dreams. Now, if we're going to our wrap up, once again, it's our pullover pledge drive. 518-697-7400, WGXE.org/donate. Trying to get up those sustaining supporter numbers so you don't have to constantly hear us pitching. And thank you very much for listening today, and for Tom for doing the morning show before me. We've been doing this out of Hilo, and I think we'll be at the Cass Hill Community Center later for a pledge-in, or at least some of our other volunteers will. So, once again, 518-697-7400, WGXC.org/donate. And my computer really should be doing that way. Anyways, so, be going out. First part here, mostly, you should be able to hear all of Throbbing Gristle's The Man From Nowhere, and you might hear another remix of the theme from Zombie 2 by Grasshopper. Have a good day, and thank you for listening.
Thank you.
888-697-7400, WGAC.org/donate. Please do.
Thank you.